Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday Simin Tov Pei Beis, and Mitzvah Hashem will conclude it today and hopefully start Tov Pei Gimel. So in yesterday's share, we talked about a person who has limited amounts of Shmurah Matzah, so what should he do? So we quickly remind ourselves that we learned yesterday in the Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Gimel, which I did run through towards the end a little bit. So just remind ourselves that a person who only has limited matzah should, in this situation, take the one matzah that he has, the one kezayis that he have, do nothing for korach. We skip korach in that situation. You made the bracha of hamotzi on non-shmura matzah, and now, at the end, you have your achilas matzah. You've already made hamotzi, as we mentioned in the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Dalet, the birchas hamotzi kvar berich on the non-shmura matzah, and now at the end, you take that last kezayis, Sivkot and hay, and which is shmura matzah, mishumar, v'olulo gam bimkom afi komen, shari ochlo ala sover. Now you use that one kezayis matzah that you have after the whole meal, that is now going to be your afi komen. That's the first time you yotzi the mitzvah of alechiles matzah, so now you make the bracha alechiles matzah on this afi komen, and this is the best way to fulfill if you only have one kezayis of matzah. Now we continue in the Mechaber, the very last two words on Tzadi Omud Aleph, the Eino Toeim Achrov Klum. We don't eat anything after this kezayis of matzah. The Mishneh Berurah explains the Sivkot and Vav, Ukama b'chomakum li'achar afikom. This is no different than the regular rules of afikomen. He adds, V'hinei kolzeh b'shein l'rak kezayis echo shmura. Everything that we learned in yesterday's shir is talking about where you had bid'diyuk, one kezayis of shmura matzah. However, avim yesh lo shnei zeisim, if a person has two kezayisim of shmura matzah, so then what do? Ochel kezayis echo b'tchilas achiloso mevarech olav hamotzi v'alachilas matzah. Then you take your one kezayis of matzah, and you'll make the hamotzi on it in the regular place in the Seder, and you'll make the achilas matzah as well then, and you'll eat it at that point in time, your one kezayis. Ukezayis acher, and the second kezayis that you have, you won't use for korach, yochlenu achar gemar sudas l'shem afikomen. You won't have korach in this situation as well, and you'll just have the last kezayis, your second kezayis, for the afikomen. Why don't we do korach? So Dear Shu, footnote number 3 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shim yochal matzah zubikrichav, you took your one of the two kezayisim that you have and you did it with korach, you wouldn't be yotzei the achilas matzah in that situation because the chiv of matzah is manazez doraisim in a Torah, and the chiv of mara is only midirei sofrim, it's only dirabanan. And if you ate them both together, the tam of the mara would be mevatel the tam of the matzah. In any event, the Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, what about a sick person, the chole, person she'enu yochal lechol rak kezayis, a person that can only eat one kezayis of matzah? Even though we've said we eat multiple kezayisim of matzah for both the first hamotzi matzah, alechiles matzah, for the korech, for the afikomen, but this person can only eat one kezayis of matzah. Or, omi she'en lo shum matzah rak kezayis, or the person who only has one kezayis of matzah. So, yochal tavshilo b'lo hamotzi. So then this person shouldn't wash and have his meal on matzah, because we want to save the matzah, the one kezayis that you have, for the afikomen. So therefore, eat your meal without washing. And then for the afikomen, you'll then say hamotzi, you wash your hands, you make hamotzi, and then you'll say the alechiles matzah, and you'll eat your one kezayis, v'yochal o kezayis, also kezayis at that point. But if a person doesn't have wine, now he's stuck. In this situation, he really is stuck because he can't save the matzah till the end because he can't eat till he makes kiddush. And in this situation, as we'll learn in the next siman, the Tav Pei Gimel, you are allowed, bid the Eved, to go and make the kiddush on matzah. So therefore, and if there's only one kezayis, he'll be stuck. He'll have to make the hamotzi on the kiddush, and then he'll have to eat that matzah as kiddush. The Shaar HaTzion in Osei brings down from the grass that in a situation where a person only eats the kezayis, he's either the sick person or that's all he has is the kezayis, so then there's a machlokas over here, should you wash netilas yadayim? And this is because there is an opinion that says you don't wash netilas yadayim if you have less than a kebetzah. Kezayis is either a half or a third of a kebetzah, so therefore there's a machlokas. Dear Shu, footnote number 7 brings down, you do have to wash netilas yadayim, he's referring to that you don't say it with a bracha if you have less than this kebetzah. And this is based upon the opinion of Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kufin and Ches, Sha'ochel pas pochas mikabetza yito yodah below bracha, that you should certainly wash your hands because maybe you do have to make a netilas yadayim, but you don't make the bracha because safis brachas l'hokel. And he brings down from the Mishnah Berurah over there, Shesofik huim tiknu netilas yadayim af im ochel rakazayis. It's not clear what the rabbis, when they set up the mitzvah of netilas yadayim, did they set it up for a kibetzo or did they set it up for a kizayis? Kishem shalin in birchas hamazon chashuva achila b'shir zeh, because just like if you have a kizayis, you have to bench, or shetiknu davk im ochel kibetzo shu shir kabbalas tumo, or did they set it up that it has to be a kibetzo's worth, which is the shir that something could, according to some, transmit tumo, others say it can even only accept tumah if you have a shiva kibetza. That's a whole separate machlokas between Rashi and Tosus throughout Shas. And in any event, the potential over here for making a bracha that's not necessary, so therefore wash your hands without a bracha. The issue footnote number 6 brings down, in any yochel lechol, the person is unable to eat a kizayis. What should he do in that situation? Here we're not talking about that he can eat just one kizayis, he can't even eat a kizayis. So the Minchas Chinuch brings down that this is a machlokas amongst the Achronim. Do we say over here that Chatzi Shir min HaTorah is also applicable not only to Isurim, we say Chatzi Shir is also min HaTorah, do we also say Chatzi Shir over here is somewhat that you're performing the mitzvah, even though you're not performing the mitzvah properly? And this shaila was also asked by the shaila Shuvas Or Letzion. Hayim patuhu melecho matzo klal kiven shupachos bikashir or shol melecho kafi mashiyuchom. So the same question was asked over there: can you or can you not do something if you have only a half a kizayis? You can only eat a half a kizayis. And the shaila Shuvas Or Letzion answered: shetzaruchu lecho kol mashiyuchom. He said, eat what you can. However, let's say you're talking about a person that didn't have a kizayis, only had half a kizayis. So eat the half a kizayis without making a bracha. But then later on you do get a kizayis, and then don't rely that you were yotzei, chayiv lachz of lecho kizayis. Then go eat the kizayis later on. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, umi she'en lo shnei halelos, rak sholosh matzos. In Chutz Loretz here we have two sudarim, and the person has three matzos. Now, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, then you have no problem. You have your three matzahs, you say to it. But here we have two sedarim. So you only have three matzahs. What should you do in this situation, the Ramah asks? So he writes, Yivarech lel rishon hamotzi v'yalachilas matzah, v'chein ha-kricha ha-komin ha-prusa. He says, on the first night, you just break one matzah, and on that one matzah, assuming that you have enough kizesim in it, obviously, talking about a large matzah. They used to have their matzahs maybe made differently than our matzahs, so one matzah could have many kizesim. So you make over here the amotzi, the achilas matzah, and the korach all on the middle broken piece, minaprusa. And you leave the remaining two whole intact matzos to use them for the second night. Let's see what this means inside of the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Zayin. The Imhoyalo Arba. If the person had four matzos, then we wouldn't have this problem. He would use two for the first night. And that would be the easy way out. But he only has three. So what should he do? So Sivkot and Ches, he takes from the Prusa. You take from the middle piece, which you broke off, some for the Afikomen. Dirshu footnote number 8 reminds us, so mashmi dvar shechotzitz amasa kisharishonim lifnei birchas amotzi, that you go and break this piece before you make the amotzi. We do this by yachatz. And he says, v'nimso shedin lecha mishnah miskayim b'shnei amatzos shleimos. And as a result, you have still the two shleimos, which you're going to use on the second night, but they count for your lecha mishnah for the first night as well, even though you're only eating from the prusa. And therefore, you actually, according to this, don't have to eat from the lecha mishnah, you could eat from the prusa. But that's not the way the Prima Gadim understands this. The Prima Gadim says, in this situation, Gam b'layla rishon ein chotzim etz hamatzah. You shouldn't break the matzah by yachatz until after you make the amotzi, because in this situation, you wouldn't be having the lecha mishnah and eating the lecha mishnah. You just have lecha mishnah, but if you don't eat from it, it's not good enough. And he says, odif l'kayim chovas lecha mishnah, u'mashma shedin lecha mishnah, enu miskayim elu b'pas sheminena ochlim. You have to go and actually eat from the lecha mishnah. It's not enough to have lecha mishnah over there. And the Prima Gadim says that's what the Ramah means as well. We'll discuss this more in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah. In any event, Sivkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says, u'shtei ha-shleimos elel sheni. You should keep the other two matzos for the second night. Mishum Lecha Mishnah, because of this concept of Lecha Mishnah, which we just addressed in Dirshu footnote number 8, but here the Mishnah Berurah discusses this in greater detail. And he writes, Yesh me'achronim shekosu, there are those achronim, we'll see this is the opinion of the Graz, Shebazel lo yivtza pruso lafikomen b'leol sheni adli achar birchas amotzi kodem birchas alachilas matzah. So this opinion says that you shouldn't break the prusa of for the afikomen during yachatz, but you should bedavka break it after you make the amotzi, before you make the bracha alichilas matzah, because on alichilas matzah you definitely want to have over here on the prusa. Kadesh yivarech hamotzi alecha mishnah, and this way you still have the intact matzos for hamotzi, and that's lecha mishnah shleimos, and alichilas matzi yivarech la prusa. Then the achilas matzi you make on the prusa. Why? Shaprusi lechem oni. as we had previously discussed, that this prusa has to be lechamoni. A poor person breaks his matzah, he doesn't eat it all at once. Because of Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham adds, "Imef shalol l'shayer b'leil rishon prusa ketana shokizayis yishayer." If you have enough from the first night, the matzahs again were bigger, and you used all the kizayis that you needed, and you still had a kizayis left over, you should leave it over for the second night. V'yanichel b'leil sheni ben shtei shleimos. Now, on the second night, when you only have two shleimos, you now can put the prusa that you had from the first night left over, the kizayis, and put it between the two shleimos. K'dei she'elo lechamish movada prusa shemvorach le'alichas matzah. This way, you still have lechamish the second night, and you have the prusa as well. Commotion is born in Simon Tov Ayin Gimel, as we've already learned, and v'chein lehefich, and vice versa. Imein maspik lo lelayla rishon of a matzah achas l'chol b'nei day. So if one matzah won't do it, our matzahs are much smaller, you can't give out to your whole household one matzah kizayis to everybody. So then in this situation, yikach prusa min ashniya, then you do take the prusa from the second matzah, v'yashir matzah achas v'chetzi lel sheni. So then use 1.5 the first night and 1.5 the second night. Why? The kiv the shasat chak. It's under extenuating circumstances here. You don't have a choice. Yocholismo chala poskim. You can rely in this situation on those poskim that say, like the Vilna Gaon, the Sfirulu, the Bileil Pesach, Sagi lechatchila beprusa, that you can make the hamotzi on 1.5 on a prusa. The yivarach hamotzi v'alachilas matzal a prusa shalgabi yashlema, and you take the two matzahs that you have, that's the Vilna Gaon Shita, and you break them at Yachatz, the one of them at Yachatz, and now, by the time you say Hamotzi, you have on a Shlema and a Prusa, and that's fine. And you make the Alechizas Matzah on the Prusa. And then, with the remaining matzah that's not yet broken, you'll go and have the Korach and the Afikomen. The Chavetz Chaim adds over here in the Bir Aloch, the Dibra Maskel, Misha Ein Lo Shnei Alaylos, Rak Shlosh Matzos. So he brings down from the Eli Rabbah, who's mitzade the efshod da poskim myru kishein lo ela shalosh matzos shmurus levad. We're talking here that you only have three shmurah matzos levad. However, avo matzos shalanu, but our matzos over here that we have nowadays, he says, they're all called shmurah at least mitzshas adchak from mishas lisha. They're all shmurah l'shem mitzvah, he says, by definition, from the time of the kneading, and therefore, in our situation, when we have these other matzahs, yesh likach malay l'shnia mishar matzahs. So on the second night, use these other shmurah matzahs. They're not the best shmurah matzahs, they're only mishas lisha, but they're acceptable. However, the Prima Gordon disagrees, and he says, tzorchi in k'tzas. I don't agree with this El Yoraba. He says, it's mashma shematzahs mitzvah sheyotzi yidei chova tzorch shomar de'es asiyah. We've learned previously that it's not enough to know that it's not chametz. You have to say, bedavka, this is made for the purposes of the matzah mitzvah. And b'di'evit, b'machshav asagi, at least if he didn't say it, to think it. But the regular non-chametzdika matzah that we have, even though it was made by adult males, and it wasn't over here, and having any chametz in it, in nasa letzis by dechova, you can't use it to fulfill your obligation. As Dirshu footnote number 12 says, that this is a whole discussion. In Efshel lehachshir matzos elu mitam shestom lishma. Do we say that stam they were also lishma, even though nobody said anything? We say this by kachim. By kachim, we always recommend don't have any machshav in mind. Say whatever it's supposed to be. That's what it's supposed to be. So maybe we can say the same thing by the matzah over here as well. But he concludes that you can't automatically assume this by matzah. The matzah ain't a moel, elam kin yachshov, shasiyos, yilashem, matzah's mitzvah. He says you should definitely only accept this if you had at least in mind, and lechatchila, you should actually state it, that this is l'shem matzah's mitzvah. And therefore, the Prima Gordon continues, being quoted by the Chavetz Chaim in this Ber Halacha, he says, "In lo shiomar tchila, unless you absolutely said, kol ma she'ese yelushum matzah smitzvah, lo tzeis b'di chovo, if you said at the start of the baking of the non-shmurah dika matzah, that anything we bake over here is also mishas lisha and onwards, it'll also be l'shem matzah smitzvah, so then that would be fine, but if you didn't say it, it's no good." And therefore, the Prima Gordon disagrees with this El Yeraba. Chavetz Chaim Paskas, he says, "Nir alini as dati, in my humble opinion, he says, when you only have the three matzos, he says, better to follow the opinion, not like the El Yoraba, but like the Prima Gordon. He says, for the Lecha Mishnah, you don't have a problem. That you can definitely use non-shmura matzah. So he suggests, if you only have three matzos that are shmura matzah, save some for the second night. And on the first night, to be Yotzi Lecha Mishnah, take out a non-chametz stick, obviously, but non-shmura matzah, and use that for the Lecha Mishnah. Dishu footnote number 14 says, in this situation, you can't be yosei the mitzvah of matzah's mitzvah with that, So how can you use it for Lecha Mishnah? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, that's not a problem. You're allowed to eat it, so you can fulfill the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, albeit you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Shmura Matzah with it, but since you can use it to eat it, the meal, it's not chametz dik, it's perfectly good matzah, so you can be mekayim the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah with this as well. He says, and if you want to eat from this non-shmura matzah, which is perfectly kosher and you can eat it, not a problem, he says, but you shouldn't eat it at the same time that you're eating the matzah shmura, because it could be mevatel the taste of the matzah shmura. So when you want to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, don't have the non-shmura matzah, kosher lepesach, non-shmura matzah, at the same time that you're eating the shmura matzah. This concludes Simon Tof Pei Beis, beautiful Simon, and now we start Tof Pei Gimel, which is similar in the sense that it's what do you do if you have a limited amount of wine. The Mechaber starts Sif Aleph, Misha Ein Lo Yayin Bilel Pesach, if a person unfortunately doesn't have wine for Pesach. So then you can make Kiddush ala Pas. The details of how you do this we'll get to in the next piece of the Mechaber. I don't know if we'll get to it today or tomorrow's Shir. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, and he says, Hainu She'ein Lo Klal. We're talking here about a person that has zero wine whatsoever. However, Avol Miyesh Lo Yayin, if he does have some wine, Avil Rak Al Kos Echot, even if it's only enough for one cup. And likewise, what din shar mashkin imhu chamar medina? Or if you don't have wine, but you have other beverages that are chamar medina that you could b'dieved use to be yotzei kiddush if you don't have wine, like we're going to learn, l'pimasha mesik or ramah ba'agah, like the Rav is going to tell us in tomorrow's shia. So what do you do in this situation? Yikadish alav v'lo yikadish alapas. If you have at least one cup of wine or even one cup of chamar medina, so better to make kiddush on the beverage, on the wine or the chamar medina, than rather than making the kiddush alapas. Even though af im darko b'shar shabasa suyom tov the kaddish al pas, even though the rest of the year you do in fact make kiddush on pas on Friday night or on yontif night, which is perfectly allowable according to many rishonim like the Rosh and others. And Dirshu footnote number 2 tells us why would somebody do this. So he brings down the reason shapas chaviva love yosem yayin. The person likes challah the rest of the year or matzah better the rest of the year, and that's what he wants to make kiddush on the rest of the year on Friday night or on the night of a yontif. So perfectly good. According to the Rosh and many poskim, that's perfectly allowed. There is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam that says you can't make kiddush ever on pas, which is why many, even if they like bread better than pas, want to be yotzei the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, so they always make kiddush on wine anyway. It's interesting. Another reason why people sometimes make kiddush on pas instead of wine is because it's either not available, wine's not available, or it's very expensive. And there are great stories of gedolim that would rather make kiddush on pas and donate the extra saved money to tzedakah and make sure that aniyim have all their needs taken care of, and they'll be yotzei with the mitzvah of kiddush with pas. Beautiful idea. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Mikol mokum b'layla zeh." On Pesach night, even though the rest of the year at Yontif night or Shabbos Friday night, you may make pas. Kishetiknu chachamim arba kosos, when the rabbi set up that you have dalet kosos, on Pesach night, tiknu lekadish alayayim v'lo pas. Bedavka, you should definitely make kiddush on wine and not on pas. V'miyesh lo shnei kosos, if a person only has 2 cups of wine, what should he do in that situation? So use one for kiddush, yikadish ala rishon, and the second cup of wine that you have, achakach yomer hagodah b'lo kos, don't make the second cup of wine be for the hagodah, for magid, and save it for instead, b'richas ha-mazon, yivarech al kos ha-sheni, and instead use this cup of wine for b'richas ha-mazon. V'yetzev is gam das ha-yeshomer, and this way you'll fulfill the opinion, the simon kuf pei beis that we learned previously, the sri l'hod, the b'richas ha-mazon tuna kos, that you have to make b'richas ha-mazon al kos, even if you're alone, some say you have to do that. And therefore, this way you can fulfill both making benching al kos, as well as one of the arba kosos. If a person has 3 cups, v'yeshol shlosh kosos, so then in this situation, mekadish alechod, make kiddush on the first one, omer hagodah alechod, make the hagodah on the second one, ubirchas hamazon alechod, and the third one you'll use for birchas hamazon. And nu, for halo, you won't have, v'chatzi halo, shachar birchas hamazon, yomer below kos. You don't have a kos, what can you do? You won't make kiddush on that kos. The issue foot number 1 brings down, what happens if the first night of the Seder is Matzi Shabbos? Can you make havdalah al hapas? So normally we don't make havdalah al hapas, but he brings down that you can in this situation because you're making kiddush al hapas, so then you can also bring along havdalah al hapas as well. How it says l'chadchila, a person should be medaktik to try to find wine, especially when it's on Matzi Shabbos, because there are those opinions that say that you can't make havdalah al hapas even in this situation. The issue foot number 3 brings down, what happens if you have 1 cup of wine and you have mead or other chamar medina? So in this situation, the kiddush should be used for wine, and the other kosos at the rest of the seder should be from the other beverages. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, what about ein mavirin al mitzvos? How can you use, when you only have 2 cups, one for the kiddush and one for benching, you're skipping over the second cup, ein mavirin al mitzvos. So he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Shekivin Shetiknu Chacham B'layla Zeh Kos La'Gad of Kos B'Yechaz HaMozim. The rabbi set up these two, and they're equal. There's no difference between them. And since we also have the idea that you should bench ala kos, so in this situation, you're fulfilling, so to say, two things rather than one thing, so it's better to go skip the second kos and use it for the third kos. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, Sha'omer ala kos ha'shlishis ala god of Eino Menichel ahalo shalacha b'chaz mozum. Why do we do those three? Because he says, Eino Abir al-Mitzus. And he adds, on the Maxis ha'shekel, Sha'ika mitzah layla is the Haggadah, and therefore, if you have three cups, do the Haggadah and leave halo without. That concludes today's shiur.